Our sponsor for this episode is exceptionalgarden.co.uk. Now, Caroline, you know I love my garden.
I know. And to be fair, you've totally transformed our garden over the last few years. It was just a weedy lawn and some overgrown conifers when we moved in. Oh, and now it's just our very own haven when we need a break from the stress and strain of dealing with our very needy guests.
And I've got another big project planned for the garden this year. Say goodbye to the old potting shed and hello to two new patio seating areas. I know you love a seating area.
Oh, I absolutely love a good seating area. But I don't know when you're going to find the time to do all of this.
Oh, I'll make time. And when I do, I'm definitely going to be stocking it from exceptionalgarden.co.uk. The problem is that most garden centres have the same old stuff that costs a fortune. Exceptionalgarden.co.uk has a huge range of amazing furniture and garden accessories, from fire pits and barbecues to log stores and pizza ovens. Pizza oven, now that's an idea.
Oh God, I love the sound of that.
And the best part is that they offer free postage on their entire range. So guys, if you're dreaming of summer like we are and your garden space needs an upgrade, please do support our sponsors and head on over to exceptionalgarden.co.uk. Now let's get started with the podcast.
Can't wait. Mr. Winship.
I always do.
Oh, sorry.
I'm always trying to find something that hides my belly on this. The angle is all wrong. Yeah.
Oh, I look a bit like
that. Angle is all wrong.
Anyway. I'm sure it's the angle.
So, Holiday Lets have been in the news again this morning. Did you see?
I did catch a teensy-weensy article in The Observer. Yes, I did.
Guardian website, yeah. The Observer headline, Britain's staycation boom may be over as bookings dry up. The cost of living, cold weather and a surplus of holiday lets have hit rental property owners in both cities and seaside. Is the British staycation boom over? Well, I don't know about that, but I would agree it has been... I was going to say unseasonably quiet, but clearly it's the off season, so it's not unseasonably quiet. But
it's definitely not perhaps as buoyant as it was last year. We're still getting the bookings coming through, so it's not
picking up slowly. Yeah. It's taking a while, though. I would say I would have expected us to be hitting months with more revenue on the books than we are. It's interesting. It was a quote actually further down. Where are we? Let me find it. Martin Dunford, founder of accommodation site Cool Places, said inquiries for UK self-catering accommodation were slightly down on last year, but higher than before the pandemic. So maybe we have been lulled into a full sense of security with what was the staycation boom. But he says that we're finding that people are more careful. They have less money, tend to book later, watch the weather, and try to get more for their money.
I think I'd that's totally right. Yeah, definitely booking a lot later, definitely watching the weather. I mean, it sounds such a British thing to say, doesn't it? Say, oh yeah, it's down to the weather, but God, it so is.
Definitely want more for their money.
Yeah, well, definitely want more for their money. And
I've been resistant to this. You've been saying for a while that it's due to the weather.
Yeah.
What I think is strange, but it's backed up in that article, is that this is impacting both like city breaks, but by association working stays, as well as holiday lets. And I find that association between working stays and the weather a little bit more difficult to fathom. But
I don't actually genuinely think it is the weather. I think there is less inclination for companies to want their workers to travel. And obviously we can do everything on Zoom now, and Teams, other platforms are available, obviously. But I think people are choosing to travel less. There's the cost of, you know, getting to places. I mean, I was on the road on Friday and oh my God, for a little trip round to have some coffee with friends, I spent 5.5 hours in the car. And that was a combination of, hey, it was Friday, yeah, I get that. But there's train strikes. Mm. So there's less inclination for people to get out on the road and to travel to stay for work or work away when they can do it on a laptop. And I mean, I know we all get a bit sort of laptop weary, but, you know, at the end of the day, 5 hours in a car or half an hour on a Zoom.
So quite a sensationalist headline. So are you worried?
No, not at all. I mean, I have to smile to myself because why can't our British holiday makers be more, what's the word, loyal to our own, accommodation? And then I think, yeah, what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah,
Oops.
I mean the weather is I'm an outdoorsy person, as you know. I'm all for dressing up with the correct gear and just getting out there. But to be honest, it has been getting me
Oh,
down.
yeah.
The weather is pretty brutal, and it's bound to be having an effect. And
And if you've got kids, it's triple impact because nobody wants to trail around with kids moaning and whinging because they don't want to put their boots on. They don't want to go walking in the rain. They come back, they're all wet. You've then got to spend a fortune in a coffee shop or a McDonald's just to keep them happy. And yeah.
So it's difficult for us to argue
Yeah.
with, because where are we off to this weekend?
Yeah, we're having a sneaky little trip to
We're off to Mallorca. Sit on a beach for a couple of days. Go,
Yeah, so
screw
that's
this. Screw this. Oh, I mean, what? Just trudging through mud every day. So yeah, we'll join the masses. We're off to to sunny Spain, to Mallorca. We need
Just
it.
for
We
3 days.
we've needed it,
Yeah,
haven't
we
we? I
need
think
it.
it's a last minute
Tough.
thing. It's not been in the diary for a while, but I think we need to just get away. It's been a pretty intense, pretty brutal few weeks, mentally and physically, I think. So yeah, it's gonna be nice to have a few. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait. Fake
Nice
tan's already out.
spa hotel. Yeah, nice port town, bit of seafood. Yeah, much needed, I think, much needed. But yeah, you do feel slightly bad when you read an article like that. But I'm not worried either. I think I do think that we were that the COVID and what it did to the UK staycation market did create a slightly false
Yeah,
market.
and also, they cited all the new regulations causing issues, but actually for us, I can't wait till they come in.
Well, that's what I mean. I think
We'll get rid of all the dross.
my message for anyone listening to this that's an operator, as with a lot of times when there's challenges in different sectors, is hang on in there, weather the storm. I think the riches, if you like, will come to those that are systemized and set up to see this through, because I do think a lot of people will be exiting the market over the next couple of years. So I'm not worried, but meanwhile, I'm really looking forward to a couple of days on a beach in Spain. So
Yeah.
yeah, fair play.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Winship.
And my name is Caroline Winship, and together we run hotels and vacation rentals across the UK.
With our team.
Well, of course, with our team. We couldn't do it without them.
And one thing's for sure, there is never a dull moment.
Oh, God, you can say that again.
Welcome to the Secret Service Podcast. Are we going with the Secret Service Podcast or Secret Service the Podcast?
So I hightailed it down to lovely Eaton House down Somerset. Had a, I think, an 8 hour round trip. How's that for a trip to your investment area? 8 hours in a day in the
You
car.
did something constructive rather than a coffee with friends for your
Well,
trip.
there is that. Kind of constructive. I thought we were going to get the locks changed. As it turns out, I was going to meet the locksmith to discuss ordering the locks for the lock change, which now means I've got to go back down next week. But anyway, my bad. No, it was useful. There are a few other things that needed to be done down there, but that was the main purpose of the visit. Was we're done with these smart locks there. They're just not working, are they? They're just not fit for purpose. I'm sure they're a great piece of tech. I really like them as a gadget, but the concept of a smart lock that will retrofit to a door sounds great, but in reality,
Yeah, it's the whole mechanics and actually the physical action of turning the lock. And if you've got an older lock that requires more turning, then
yeah.
obviously your battery life's going to suffer as a
I
result.
think we spoke about this
Yeah,
last week,
we
so I'm
did.
not going to labor on it. But anyway, so we went down and I put all the preparations in place. We've got some nice flashy key rings as part of our Book Direct strategy with a QR code on them that links to our website. So we're going old school. We're going to keys temporarily, I think, while we see what's happening with the planning. Speaking of planning, I was also meeting a sign company down there, wasn't I?
Yeah, you got the hugest hotel car park this way sign.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to leave anybody under any illusions at all as to where the car park is for the hotel,
No.
because yeah, it's going to be very, very clear. I did joke with you that
I
I'd
know, God, what are these?
a neon sign with an arch over it.
Bit like the Golden Arches.
Yeah, which I had you going for a while, I think. But no, two signs. One to indicate very clearly where the car park is, just to really just cover off as much as we can in advance of this planning application. Most likely going to committee. Another sign that basically says no hotel guests beyond this point to make sure we've done everything feasibly in our power
We
to sort
can't do
of
any more.
control the flow of guests and where they're going.
I love Eaton House, and she's become almost like a real identity. And it's like we always say when we go down there, we think, oh, she's such a beautiful building. And it's not going to take much to actually, give her a bit of an uplift and, sort out all the slightly niggly issues that we have. And then it will be an absolutely stunning building.
Yeah, well,
Stunning.
it is. And we've already spent a huge amount of money on it. For anyone that's been listening to this for a while and thinks, why don't these guys pull their finger out and solve some of these maintenance issues? Well, we've probably spent over 100 grand on the place already in terms of sprucing it up and sorting the grounds out and the exterior. So,
And the kitchens,
we're all in on this. This is, we're fully invested. So, yeah, absolutely. And we always say this, don't we? Every time we go down, because you get it into your head when all you hear is problems, you get it into your head about a place, don't you? And when you go down, you go, it's just lovely. It's really, really nice. Nice setting, nice place. So yeah, that was a worthwhile visit. And at the end of the day, I actually caught up with one of the owners who we're currently leasing from. And that was always useful to catch up. Always, she's a property investor in her own right, and always useful to catch up with other investors and see what opportunities might come out of it. And there was potentially a couple of opportunities discussed, nothing that we can really talk about on the podcast yet. I don't even know if it is an opportunity, but like I said, networking is key in building your contacts. And so I think all in all, it was pretty brutal, an 8-hour round trip, but it actually felt like a worthwhile trip. I'm not sure this week is going to feel quite so worthwhile when I've got to sit and
Oh God, do it all over again.
Just watch the locksmith do his thing, and then drive home again. But anyway, I need to be there because I've got to supervise the transition of the keys because, there's guests already in situ who are going to have to swap over and that sort of thing. So we bigged it up in the last episode, our first big broadcast, WhatsApp broadcast from a marketing perspective. It turned into a bit of a damp squib in the end, didn't it?
We're
Because,
nothing if not transparent on this
well, not
podcast.
because it wasn't effective, although I think it's going to be a strategy we're going to have to continually review.
I would like to point out, actually, from a data point of view and having clean data, it was 100% successful. Because if you can imagine, everything has to align. We have to get validated telephone numbers. They've all got to be correct, and that we had 100%, 100% clean data. So thank you very much, Cindy, for that one. Set
Absolutely,
that
that's all well and good, but
up.
unfortunately, we weren't told that there's a setting that we need to sort out on met with Meta on Facebook's end to allow for that volume of messages to be sent. So actually, only
Only a
about
fifth of them. Oh, actually, less than that.
200 out of 1,000 actually
Yeah.
got delivered. So that was a little bit frustrating.
50%.
So we need to sort that out and go again and see what the
Well, it just
uptake
gives
is.
us an opportunity to actually revisit our strategy and how we're actually targeting again, doesn't it? I mean, it's an ever movable feast. And I think, you never discount anything. Always keep something on the table for how you're going to approach this, because I think sales and marketing used to be much more of a defined science than it is now, certainly. And I think with technology and how people travel, how people book, how people visit your website is changing dynamically all the time. You can't fix to a strategy and think, well, that's it, job done, tick. You've got to revisit it, see if it's worked, and then be prepared to pivot.
Yeah, and I'm not too disappointed that it stalled slightly because we're onboarding with Hostaway now, our new channel manager, which we're going to talk about later on in the podcast. And that has some facilities, that has some things that we can use that I think we need to just revisit our strategy because we might be able to leverage some of their messaging service to achieve similar ends. And then we can review if and what we do with the chatbot setup. beyond that, really, I think.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
it's all in the mix at the moment. Our systems are having a complete overhaul.
And also there's the we met with Ed and Laura briefly this week, didn't we? And had a really good time with them, session with them. And you know, it's always good to meet up with people because nuggets of information, it's a two-way thing, isn't it? And WhatsApp Business, you can now have on up to five devices, is it not?
That's
So
what these guys were saying. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that's an interesting one. It still doesn't tick all the boxes we need, but we're trying to get our
yeah.
heads around how we might use that, certainly for outbound support to guests. So I'm just amazed they haven't done that sooner.
Yeah, so
Seems like a no-brainer.
nuggets, isn't it?
Yeah,
Always.
so no, it's good to catch up with those guys, actually.
Yeah.
They're smashing it as always.
Oh, they're brilliant.
They've
Love
got
it.
loads going on. So yeah, that's that.
Can I be a little bit superficial here? I love Laura to bits, and I just wanted to say I had outfit envy.
I'm embarrassed to say I can't say I noticed. That's me
Oh
just being a
no,
bloke.
because they branded up their
Oh, I
like,
saw the branding
yeah. So
gear.
she's got
Yeah.
these amazing dungarees on with the branding on the front of their property company, and I'm sat there thinking, oh, I really like that. I wonder if I can get away with that. And I'm thinking that no, you probably can't, but she looked amazing. Love Laura to bits. So yeah, a little bit of frippery there.
This is EDJ Property. This
Yeah.
is these guys are smashing it in serviced accommodation and also doing some stuff, some
Yeah, brilliant
developments in
stuff.
HMOs
Yeah.
and stuff. And they have their own podcast as well.
Yeah.
I think it's called Hosts at Home. If I've got that wrong, I'll put it in the show notes. But I
Yeah.
think it's Hosts at Home, I think. We'll drop it in the show notes. You need to check those guys out as well.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
My phone's just buzzed. I've had a 5-star review through from Little Hayes. Lovely and spacious house, that everything we needed for our stay. Lovely big kitchen, dining area for all the family. Loved our stay.
Oh,
There you
can I
go.
do a big two thumbs up so we get those fireworks going on the screen?
We are the master at reactions on the Zoom screen, aren't we? We've got fireworks going off in the background now. No. Oh, there you go. Perfect. So we'll
Five
keep
star review.
bottom line, coming back to the WhatsApp broadcast, we'll keep you posted how that fits in. You know, we're on this big direct bookings push. So we're just looking at how all our new systems are going to fit into that strategy. And we'll keep you posted on that
Yeah,
one.
yep.
You know what we haven't done for a while on the podcast? We haven't played a game of review roulette. Not
Oh
since season one, in fact.
no. That's the lovely Danielle.
If you're still catching up on season one, or if you're listening to episodes in the wrong order, then Review Roulette is a game we play in which one of our team reads us a guest review that we haven't seen before and we react to it live on the podcast. It's always a gamble because guest reviews can be an emotive subject. And we also haven't caught up with Lisa for a few weeks now. Well, not on the podcast anyway. So should we give her a call?
Oh, let's do it.
Hi Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm very, very well. How are you both?
All right,
We're
yeah.
good. I'm always so pleased to see Lisa there.
Yeah, she's still got a smile on her
She's still got
face.
a smile. She's still here.
We've just been catching up actually before you jumped on the call, Caroline. It's
Oh,
been
thank you.
quite an intense couple of weeks, hasn't it, with maintenance and bits and pieces, all just sort of little stuff that builds up, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's you think that the kind of the winter, early spring period will be a nice quiet time where you can prepare for the big summer onslaught. But it seems that everyone has had a maintenance issue or something's gone wrong, or yeah, it's
Yeah.
just the way it is. It's fine, you know, it keeps me on my toes.
I sort of take it as good news in a sense. Bookings picking up a little bit, when the properties start getting active again, that's the nature of it, I guess. We've got a new maintenance team, I guess, that we're trying out, haven't we, with some of the South Coast stuff. So because we're between systems in a way, we're making that migration over to a different channel manager. You're having to do a lot of this manually, which is I'd imagine a bit time consuming.
Yeah, so my diaries are ridiculous. I've got two big A4 diaries that are filled with every detail, which is a bit over the top, but you know, just to make sure. But yeah, so it's just been a transition time. So we've got, as you say, we've got a new maintenance guy that's fantastic already. He's already really onto things. Plus, we've, you know, We're onboarding a couple of new electricians, and
Oh,
so it's just
fantastic.
kind of getting everyone used to the properties and all the little jobs that they got to do, and make sure that they're not, coming out just to, fit a light bulb or something. And yeah, it's I think honestly, my brain has grown about three times the size. Yeah, it's great.
through how much you're having to hold at one time.
Yeah,
It
that's
is
it. Yeah.
literally like a puzzle, isn't it? But it's not just a flat puzzle, it's a 3D puzzle that has all the bits that lock in to make the moment that that guest walks through the door everything perfect. Just
Yeah.
people don't and it is the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
Yeah. They don't
That
understand what goes into the perfect stay in a way, and just
yeah.
making all of this tick and making all of it work and keeping 66 units running and smoothly, without any sort of teething problems. It's a lot
Yeah.
that goes on behind the scenes, isn't it?
Yeah, and you do an amazing job. And it's just, like I said, it's just locking everything in. And it's just the simple things that can sometimes unravel things, isn't it? Which is just
Yeah.
the most
Yeah, it
annoying
really
thing.
is. 'Cause I look at my list. I looked at my list the other day of I like to write down the things I've done and achieved to kind of just sum it up and just sort my brain out a little bit, really. And actually, it didn't look like there was a huge amount on there. It's quite dispiriting. But then you think about, like you say, the kind of network of things that goes behind every single, maintenance job or, guest complaint, whatever it is. And you think, God, that was like hours and hours of work. And which is great because you get to the end point when the maintenance has been carried out and everything's okay, and you think, oh, fantastic, what was all that stress about? And then very occasionally you get a guest that has taken up all the kind of air time and is messaging and messaging saying, can we get this sorted? And then when you get it sorted, they go silent, and it's the most frustrating thing because
I
you want
bet
them to
you
heap praise on you. It's like, oh, thank you so much for saving my stay, which is silly, but yeah, it can be a bit
Where's my
frustrating.
validation?
Yeah,
I
well, I'll understand
exactly.
that. I totally agree, but I just want to say thank you as well because this has been the year of the leak, and I just want to say thank you to you and Kim because you seamlessly between the two of you solved the flood. Yes, another flood. Gosh, who knew? At Little
Another
Hayes, which was caused by what, Lisa?
one. Yes, so this was a lovely guest, a lovely family that reported this flood, which is very alarming in the wet room. And it was the wrapper from one of their shower bottles, which we didn't have the heart, even Kim didn't have the heart to tell them because it was like, oh, it just sounds awful. But yeah, so that was
Oh dear. But the
that.
best thing about this was that you and Kim solved it without either myself or Mark getting involved, which was sublime,
Yeah.
sublime, music to our ears. It was just amazing. So I just want to
Yeah,
say thank you for
absolutely.
that.
And I know you've got a couple of reviews waiting for
Oh,
us, and
yeah,
we'll
sorry.
dive into that because we're going to play Review Roulette, the first time we've played it in season two of the podcast. So we are bracing ourselves for what you've got for us there. But just really quickly, I thought it'd be worth us just quickly having a chat about the first onboarding session that the three of us and Jenna attended with Hostaway this week. Just really going through the basics of the platform. We're switching from Smoobu to Hostaway. And what did you guys think? I was really impressed.
Go on,
Oh,
Lisa. Yeah.
goodness. It was a dream. So we only spent, this was our first hour of onboarding, and already I was like, I just want to do this. I want to do this now. I want to get ready now. Because part of the problem that takes up a lot of time for myself and probably Jenna as well is just the amount of the different platforms that we have to navigate just to carry out a simple task. And you realize how much time you spend doing that. And so, yeah, this onboarding was like, oh, you can do all of this automatically within one platform. You can't underestimate it, honestly.
I quite like the
Yeah.
fact that it
Yeah.
was like there was stuff that you didn't know you'd missed because you'd never had it before. But when they said, you're like, oh yeah, we've never been able to do that. You know, there was the whole I've always had a bit of a bugbear with Smoobu about this, that there's no way to make a guest message that contains the access information contingent upon anything. So we've had to build in various workarounds using charge automation, where the login information's on the guest guide, you know, where you can make that contingent upon payment or deposit or whatever it might be, online check-in, whereas you can do all of that directly within HostAway. So that's a really important feature for me. I really liked it's little things as well. I like the fact that even inquiries from Airbnb pull through to the platform, because that doesn't happen with Smoobu. Smoobu only picks it up when you've actually got a confirmed booking, which means we still have to log into Airbnb periodically to check to see whether there's just any inquiries sat there.
That's the same for booking.com as well, isn't it? As well, you don't need to use the Pulse.
You can't inquire.
Of course, yeah, apologies.
Com. It's an instant book. Well, they could send a message, I guess.
But
the same for, I think, Expedia and things like that is the same as well. So, it's going to be so much easier, because that's quite stressful. Mm. The knowledge that there could be an inquiry waiting for you and you don't know about it.
And notifications, Lisa, notifications. Within the app, so that you'll get to, in fact, I created user accounts for everyone. And by default, I've just put select all for the notifications. And by the looks of it, people are getting a lot of notifications. So we're going to have to monitor that quite carefully. It's like notifications for every single little thing. Yeah. That's going to be a lot easier for people to keep track of. And again, when you're operating like you are, like Jenna is, where it's a mobile role, if you like, knowing that you've got notifications and you can just dip in and out of it, rather than, like you say, worrying about putting your phone down for 5 minutes because, like, what is there? I'm gonna have to go through and check all those different things just to check that nothing's happened while I've been away, whereas it'll all be in one place.
Yeah, it's really good. And hopefully the inquiry, where you get an inquiry or you create a booking for a guest, the fact that you can then send that directly to the guest and then they can confirm their booking without involving you again will hopefully be, because it just takes the onus off you, doesn't it? You know, they can request a booking or request
a quote. Yeah.
The quote goes to them and they can then confirm their booking. So you don't keep hassling them. And if they miss it, they miss it, don't they? So I think for me, that sort of, you know, really resonated in hopefully that, you know, won't sort of, you know, that will save you quite a bit of time.
We all know my favorite feature so far though, don't we?
Yeah,
of course we do.
Lisa does.
I do, because I'm equally excited about this. Yeah.
Oh no.
We spoke about it on the podcast. Was it last week or the week before? I think this will do away with two-factor authentication codes.
Oh, yes.
Because we won't have any reason, really, unless we're sort of contacting booking.com support or something, we won't have any reason to log in to the extranet. And therefore, I won't have to be, you know, retrieving codes every 10 minutes to send to people, and people won't have to be, because, you know, you have to request a code to pretty much do every step of a task on booking.com. It's absolutely insane.
And then they don't do it.
And then it doesn't happen. Yeah, so.
Exactly. It, honestly, booking.com is the most frustrating platform for anything I think I've ever. It's the least user-friendly. Yeah. And it just decides to stop things. And like, obviously, you know, from booking perspective, they decide to delist things. But also from just a user perspective, you know, because there's an app you use with booking.com, which is usually easier. And sometimes you can use that to authenticate. But then it just decides, no, you're not verified, we're not going to do it anymore. And it's like, why?
I know.
So frustrating.
I know. We could do an episode special on everything we dislike about the extranet and the booking.com platform. But let's not go there. Let's play a fun game. Let's play review roulette.
Yay, let's do it.
Right, Lisa. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Are we ready? Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We've braced ourselves. Okay.
You're braced.
Okay. All right, then.
Nothing too shocking.
Let's go.
So speaking of booking.com, this is a booking.com review.
Mm-hmm.
A slight caveat. This was just a lovely guest, so I feel slightly bad. But I won't give you two.
They're not going to listen.
It's not bad. It's about, if you're listening and you recognize your review, I do apologize. So we'll start with the positives. So they said great customer service, which is fantastic. The room was comfortable and clean. This is at Settle, by the way, in
Okay.
Southampton. Close to the town and parking on site, which is great. And then we've got a couple of negatives. So depending on which room you're in, there's noise from the traffic, but this is no fault of theirs. Also true. And then this was the one I just thought was really sweet. She said the key codes you enter so that you come in and out of the room and building are quite loud. I just thought if that's the worst thing,
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, how lovely.
Oh, that's that.
I mean,
You're
you're
right. So sweet.
you like to
Yeah.
think they've had an unbelievable stay if that's,
Yeah, exactly.
and also, they're really racking their brains there, aren't they? To unless what she means is, could she hear other people's codes? So
Potentially.
was she in the room and she's hearing other people tapping away to go in and out of the main door? And that I reckon actually that's probably what she meant, is that I doubt like she was
Holding her ears as she moves the code.
making herself
Yes.
jump every time she had to put the code in. I think it's probably more that. But
Imagine I do have a vision of that. That's quite funny.
I think it's nice. Unfortunately, it's quite unusual. Well, that's maybe unfair. It feels unusual that a guest actually has feedback about the property, but recognizes that, we didn't funnel traffic past the window in order to irritate them at, but that's what it feels like sometimes, they
Yeah.
feel like that. So it is what it is.
It's like you always say, it's people feel they have to have their say these days. Yeah, they've just got to put their stamp on it for whatever reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. I think you've been fairly nice to us there. So what?
Do you think we should
We're fairly
provide ear
generous.
defenders for people when they put their codes in?
Get like a keypad muffler.
Yeah.
But yes, I just thought that was sweet and she was lovely. So,
Good.
she can come
Okay.
back. In fact, I
Yeah.
think she is coming back. So
Oh,
that's good.
good.
Oh, we
Excellent.
must buy the ear
Anyway.
defenders then.
Yeah. So, number two, this is from
Cool.
Airbnb. So, this is for the Coach House in Hambledon, which we went to recently, which is
Good.
fantastic.
Yep.
So, this one I chose for a particular reason. Well, a couple of reasons, which I'll explain later. So I'll start with the first bit. I'll start with the public review. So we had a really great stay. I would recommend, now she says, I would recommend the bath in Hambledon and happily book again. I think that was probably a typo. I don't think she meant just the
A
bath. That's
bath. I would recommend the bath. Given it doesn't
it.
have one,
Yeah.
that's yeah, that's
Yes,
quite a
exactly. Yeah.
stretch. What?
Yeah.
They have a
They don't
bath.
have a bath, do they?
Bath, yeah.
Do they? Oh yeah, they do. Yeah,
Yeah, they
you're
do have a
right.
bath.
Sorry, yeah, they do. They do have a
Yes.
bath. Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
They
that
do.
hasn't
They have a
gone. She
bath
is
and
not
a
paying
separate shower.
attention.
Yes,
Oh,
no.
why they?
Okay, well,
Yes.
maybe she was
Yeah.
recommending baths. How do
Maybe just the
we
bar. Yeah.
just maybe it
Anyway.
is, maybe it's the only bath in Hambledon. Maybe she recommends the bath in Hambledon. How
Just the
do we
bar.
know?
Yeah.
To get one of those blue
Yeah.
back signs.
So, the place was beautifully decorated and spotless. We stayed for the Easter weekend, so this is a very recent one, and there were some thoughtful touches like daffodils and lint bunnies. And I'd like to say that when we stayed, Lucy, the landlady, she also left us lint bunnies, and I didn't take mine, and I regret that very much. So I just thought I'd add
We
that.
did eat an entire box of milk tray, though, didn't we? I
But
think,
yeah,
to be
I did
fair.
take that home and like most of a chocolate cake, so
Yeah.
it's not all bad. And then a private note was we really loved our stay again. So their only tiny piece of feedback is that we could have done with a few more bin bags and toilet roll. For a 3-day stay, we didn't quite have what we needed given the size of the property. That being said, it was a great stay and a lovely property, so thank you. So the reason, the kind of larger reason I chose that review is because it's quite interesting, because this is on the whole a really positive review.
Yeah.
But on the other end of it, when I kind of spoke to the cleaners of the coach house after the guests had left, they actually left the place quite messy. They were
Right.
quite messy guests, and
Okay.
there was not damage as such, but there were kind of, it wasn't left how you would like.
Okay.
And so it's just an interesting kind of comparison of guests that have really enjoyed themselves and loved it, and then you actually think, Okay, I think you loved it a bit too much
Well,
and
does
leave it
it,
in state.
yeah, putting two and two together there, does it slightly speak to a slightly entitled attitude in terms of we expect you to keep us, with everything that we need constantly throughout the stay, whereas we know that we provide a starter pack. I don't think we're stingy. I think, we're always keen on putting at least obviously a fresh roll of loo roll and then a spare one. But it's really a starter pack, isn't
Yeah.
it?
What I was going to say is actually, I just want to pat all our backs because they were the people that stayed after we stayed. So we actually did do that clean. So if anyone's out there
Yes.
looking for cleaners, obviously we can highly recommend
Don't
ourselves. Oh my
offer.
God.
Are you crazy?
But we did actually leave. I remember now, we did leave at least two toilet rolls plus, spare toilet rolls. So
Yeah.
again, I think you might be right there. I think it's people expecting to have their whole stay
Well,
catered.
it's all starting to add up now, though, isn't it? I'd like to point out the one time I've done a clean, I got a 10 out of 10 review, whereas I think Caroline did this clean. So it's all starting to stack now.
Oh dear.
Caroline's obviously been tight with her allocation
Our
of
bean
loo roll
bags and bean bags.
and bin bags. But yeah, I mean, it is slightly different for people listening. It depends on your target market a little bit, doesn't it? Like when it's a service department, someone might be there for 6 weeks. Obviously, we're not going to be running in loo roll every couple of days. It's a starter pack. I think when it is something like a bit more luxury, a bit more leisure, like the coach house, then yeah, that's fair enough. Like they should have enough bin liners to, a generous amount of loo roll. Let's face it, I think we talked about this recently. There's nothing worse, isn't there? We certainly don't do this, but there's nothing worse than, you stay
Oh, two
an
spoons too
Airbnb
full.
property, yeah, and you open it and it sleeps two people, so they've got two forks and two knives, and it's just the optics of it aren't great. So yeah, I think like you say, it's one to feed back to the cleaners or to Caroline.
I'm just hanging on to spotless.
But again, I don't mind so much when they leave that as private feedback, because that's not anything that is particularly relevant for a public review, I don't think. So I think, fair play. We've said this all the time. Whenever we play this game, we say the same thing. We genuinely don't mind receiving constructive feedback, when it's done privately like that, and when it's not done in a way like they're trying to get leverage for something.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I just want to
absolutely.
say I'm glad in their feedback they didn't mention that we found a couple of cats under the bed, because
They were kicked
I
out
couldn't
before
believe
that, weren't they?
that.
I still don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. So basically, the background here, guys, is that we all stayed. We had our team outing. I think we
Had a
spoke
lovely
about it
time.
on the podcast. So we stayed at the coach house, and because the cleaner was away, which is why it was free for us to stay in, we did the clean ourselves. Well, I say ourselves. Caroline did the clean
Yeah,
largely.
the collective now.
We got a message from the owners once they got back from, I think they were away as well, saying, everything was lovely. Thank you for looking after the place. But we found our two cats locked inside.
I
And it's
know.
like, we never saw a cat the whole time we were there. We never saw it when we, what, how did
Where
that
were they?
happen? I don't understand. Are we sure they just didn't run in behind her or something like that when she went in? I just think that's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very strange.
Lucky that
But
she did check though, because like you say, if the guests walk in and there's suddenly two cats
can
in
you
there, it
imagine?
would be a bit of a fright.
Oh dear. But
Brilliant.
it's
Well, yeah, great.
thank you,
Two
sir.
good reviews, two useful reviews to dissect there. So thank you for that. I think you were relatively
No
kind on
problem.
us for our first run at
A
reviewing that
little.
with you, Lisa. But yeah,
Yeah.
we shall see. But
Next
thank
time.
you. Thank you
Yeah.
so much. We know
Thank
it's
you.
whatever time it is. It's getting on Friday evening now. It's been a long old week. So thanks
Yeah.
for giving up some
Thank
time
you,
to come
Lisa.
on the podcast and chat to us.
My pleasure. Enjoy your evening. Thank
Enjoy
you.
your evening. Let's hope it's, oh no, I'm not even going to jinx it. No, let's not even
No,
say
don't do
it.
it.
It's going to be
Don't
a
do
lovely,
it.
peaceful Friday. Take care.
Take care,
Absolutely.
Lisa. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
I want to talk briefly about the art of replying to guest reviews. It's something that I feel quite strongly about.
And you're very good at.
Some of the reviews that we get, most of which are lovely and positive, but if we get a tricky review, they tend to get escalated to me. I think there's a formula. Is there a formula? There's an art. Is it an art or a science? I'm not sure.
Art.
I want to talk about it because I've seen something on social media that I wanted to read to you. You've not seen this yet. Nothing to do with our properties at all. This is an example of a host replying to a guest review. Before I read it out, though, what do you see as the purpose of what we're trying to achieve when we're replying to guest reviews?
We are replying, obviously replying to their reviews, but we're actually more have our future guests in mind and, you know, how we respond to guests. They will look at that and think, well, you know, that host responded really well to that guest. And then they see that, you know, you don't want to go and stay somewhere where the host is basically being arsy.
It would put me off.
Yeah.
It would put me off. And I think you're absolutely right. I think it's about, you're basically sending a message in terms of how you handle these things to all of your future guests. Yeah. This is not about getting embroiled in an argument or being defensive with the current guest. It's done. And this is an opportunity for you to showcase your attitude as a host, if you like, which is really important. And I think therefore there's some key things that you need to try and get across when you are replying to guest reviews.
So eloquently put.
So anyway, without further ado, let me read you this one. So do you want to hear the review itself or do you just want to hear the reply? The reason I asked, the review itself is kind of irrelevant. I can read it to you if you like. I'm not going to read it to you. I'm not going to read it to you. It's not a great review, but it's not, you know, it's not horrendous. It's not rude. It's just they had an issue with a few things and they didn't want to stay again. Okay. It's standard negative review, if you like. It's not one of us, no. This was the response from the host. Ah, the majestic Mount Everest of staircases strikes again. We like to think of it as our built-in fitness challenge. No gym membership needed when you're climbing to bed each night. While we're glad you appreciated our presentation, it sounds like our stairway to heaven was more of a stairway to nope. Not to worry, we're on the lookout for a magical escalator as we speak. Thanks for giving it a go, and we promise the only way from here is less steep.
Oh, wasn't it a bit patronising, really? Do you think?
Do you want another one?
Go on then. Same one or another?
No. Different review this time. We're heartbroken to hear about your experience. This was a one-star review. We're heartbroken to hear about your experience with our non-existent service and our special bad treatment policy. It was indeed our master plan to impose the old fait accompli on you. We've been practicing. And to be perfectly honest, your enjoyment was at the very bottom of our to-do list, right after learn to juggle chainsaws. So joke's on you. We didn't want you to have a good time anyway. Thanks for playing along and better luck next time finding a place that appreciates the art of not enjoying oneself.
They're coming across as not very nice, not very empathetic, and they're just taking the piss.
I think they're trying to be funny.
Yeah, but it doesn't
But it's
work.
Totally missing the mark. I got one more for you. Three-star review. Three stars. Generous. We're thrilled you could grace our quaint little town with your presence for a full day to see a friend. It's a miracle you found enough to do to fill the time in such a small town. We'll start working on expanding immediately. Maybe next time we can aim for a 4-star experience.
I know that they are just trying to, like you say, they're trying to be funny. They're taking the mickey. I'd be quite pissed off if I got that back from a host.
Well, it's not so much that, it's what other people are going
I'd
to
stay there.
No. And well, anyway, there's more context for you. What if I told you? So this is from a property mentor. They are comments left by a property mentor who is using that as a way to say, let me teach you how you can reply to guest reviews. Come and sign up for my mentorship. This is how I. This is what I can teach you about how to reply to guest reviews.
That's awful.
It's just horrendous, isn't it? Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Well, that's not true. I mean, there are worse examples. But, you know, if I could create a case study in how not to respond to a guest review, that would be pretty damn close. It's so sarcastic. It I mean, I'm trying to imagine how it could have been said in person that maybe was a bit more humorous and it just doesn't come across in writing. But I mean, it misses the
Definitely.
mark by 100 miles.
Yeah.
And I can't help but thinking anyone that reads that will run a mile from booking that place. I know I would. Anyway, here's my thoughts on replying to guest reviews. Use that as an example of how not to do it. That would be the first thing. I think, first of all, it's really important. They kind of try to do it in one or two days, but in a really sort of sarcastic
Sarcastic
way.
way. I really
So
don't like sarcasm.
if it's a negative review, but there's some positives, because quite often there's something you said, you know, I like this or that, but then
Yeah.
this was a problem and da-da, this happened. Well, make sure front and center, the first thing you do is you pull out and almost read back to them their positive
Yeah.
comments. It almost sounds slightly pedantic, but if they've said, you know, the room was comfortable and there was a nice big bed, but da 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 da, you say, hi, so and so, thank you for your feedback or thank you for your review. We're delighted that you enjoyed the comfortable room and that you really liked the bed, and we're so pleased that you had a really nice day. And there's two reasons for that. One is it starts it off in the right spirit. And it also, realistically, most people only read the first two or three lines of
You're
anything.
reiterating the
Yeah,
positive.
you're basically, it's psychology. You're getting across the positives and pulling those out. Then when it comes to how you deal with the feedback or the negative, no matter how frustrating it is, you mustn't take it personal, and you mustn't allow that to come across as defensive in the review. And so it's about firstly empathizing with the guest, even if you don't, let's face it, even if it's through gritted teeth, you have to be seen to be empathizing with the guest. I'm really sorry that you felt this. I'm really disappointed that you had this experience. One line I like to use quite a lot, as you know, is we take your feedback very seriously because nothing less than a 5-star review is acceptable to us.
That is actually genuinely true.
Yeah.
We do. We'd always try to, react where possible. Obviously, there's some things that are out of your control, but wherever possible, we will all, and we have a tracker for it, don't we? We have a tracker that tracks our feedback from our guests, and we have it, we pull it through on our Monday meeting. And if there's anything physically we can react to and fix, we do.
Yeah. Absolutely. But even if we know we get unreasonable reviews, we know we get absolute arses, but you have to, if you need to sleep on it for 24 hours, do that. If that's what it takes to not take it personally and then realize what you're trying to get out of it. So that's the first, it's like recognize their concern. They want to feel heard, and other guests will want to see that as a host, you listen
Yeah, and you
and you
take them
listen to feed
seriously,
and you
you
take it
don't
on
take the
board.
mickey.
And then, yeah, exactly. Then you're not sarcastic, and you, it's, don't get me wrong, it's very important that we make our case. This is our right of reply. This is our opportunity to say, well, I'm just literally trying to come up with examples off my top of my head, but let's say there was a leaking tap that was, you know, leaking, dripping through the night, and it was keeping the guest awake. Just made up off the top of my head. You know, I'm really disappointed to, or really sorry to hear that you were disturbed by the leaking tap. For example, you know, had you let us know about this during your stay, we would absolutely have sent someone straight over to get that sorted if they hadn't have done that. So we're defending ourselves, but we're not being defensive. If that makes
Yeah,
sense, we're
that that's
acknowledging the fact that we are disappointed they didn't have a good stay, which of course we are. That's why I didn't like that line about, I know they were, I assume they were just joking and being sarcastic, but that whole thing that your enjoyment was the furthest thing from our mind. I mean, what, you know, that's literally the opposite of what you should be doing. So explain that you are disappointed, and we are, express empathy, and then at the end of the day, state your case. Make sure that you stand up for yourself, but also thank them for the feedback, and just show that you're listening as a host, that you're listening. And I think those are just some really key important, it's almost like a structure to, it's become a structure to the reply. Do this in the first couple of lines, then you say this, and then you close with this. And closing might be something along the lines of, assuming you do want them back again, we really hope you come to stay with us again so that we can do better next time. It might be something along those lines.
And I mean, we had a guest who stayed with us, and she was visiting family. So I know there's the potential for her to come back. And this was one that we had had feedback during the stay that a couple of bits weren't right. So again, it was after a very long trip. So I just got back from Yeovil and I said, look, I'm going to go over and see this guest. I'm going to take the light bulb coat hangers and a few more little bits and bobs over to this guest and had a nice chat with her and everything else. And sometimes you can do all these things and, you know, they still perhaps potentially don't leave the review. But I responded to the guest and I said, look, you know, thank you very much for that feedback. You know, we have made these changes, you know, in addition to what we did. And we really do look forward to hosting you again because I genuinely wanted to make the stay for that guest better. And I genuinely wanted to see her back, you know, and yeah.
But that leads me on perfectly to the fact that, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, we're seeing increasingly that it's difficult to win someone back around again
Yeah.
if they're having a negative stay these days.
I just want to point out they were tiny things.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's really important to get across in your reply to the review the steps that you did take,
Yes.
because the guest won't always mention that. Sometimes they do, but not always. And so if it was that there was an issue, you want to say, yeah, I'm really sorry that we had this issue during your stay, but I'm really pleased that our team were able to respond to you within a couple of hours, and we had a maintenance
Yeah.
man around there that afternoon who was able to sort that for you. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise it's a one-sided exercise. People need to see that, yeah, there was an issue, but it's how we responded to
Yeah.
it that makes a difference. So I read that the other day, and the fact that it's coming from someone who is offering to show other people the way just blew my mind, really. I honestly, it couldn't be more the opposite of the way I would recommend that you respond to reviews. And like you said, it's all about your future guests, and you're representing your brand at that point. That's the most important thing to remember. We had our monthly team meeting on Wednesday. That was really productive, wasn't it?
God, I think that the structure you put together for this is just brilliant. I mean, part of it is obviously we all catch up with the whole team, and this is a really important thing to have in your mind as you scale, is that if you've got a remote team, you have to bring everybody together regularly so that you've got that touch point. And we do have the first agenda item is our water cooler agenda item, which is, you know, akin to working in an office and you gathering around the water cooler or the coffee machine and having a moan about things that have happened and catching up on stuff. So that is a really important part of the meeting. So people can offload because it is sometimes working remotely, you do sometimes feel a little bit isolated. And, you know, we always have cameras on so we can all see each other. And it's just a valuable opportunity. But what we also do is we track during the month issues that the team potentially have had during that month so that we can address them through proper training. So we
We
had
did quite a bit of
scheduled,
training
yeah,
this
we
week,
did,
didn't we? It
yeah.
was all around trying to empower the team to make sure they didn't feel they have to keep checking things with us, which obviously helps us because we know that more we've given a decision-making framework to our VAs, both in the Philippines and this country. We're international now, so like you said, it can be quite isolating. Sometimes the VAs in the Philippines are working night shifts. So I think it's a great opportunity just to see each other's faces, have a bit of a rant, have a bit of a moan, have a bit of a laugh at what's been going on. But yeah, we did quite a bit of training. So we covered same-day booking requests on Airbnb, a process to follow there in terms of how to vet the guests, all the various things to look for
All
in
those
terms
red
of,
flags, isn't
yeah,
it?
whether to decide whether or not to go ahead with the same-day booking request. We talked about pre-authorizations. So what I mean by that is all the things that the team are pre-authorized to do without having to check with us, whether that's offering credits, whether that's, things to mediate issues with guests without having to check
And
every single
maintenance,
time.
yeah,
And we talked about refunds and cancellations. Again, what they are pre-authorized to be able to do, tools they're able to use, decision-making frameworks that they can use to decide what's going to happen. But
Yeah, it was a good session.
it
It was
was
really
really
good.
good,
Yeah.
really good. And I think just that touch point once a month, just to cover off, and I think we're just going to get stronger and stronger as a team as we go through. So.
Yeah, but it's really important during the course of the month to document things that regularly crop up so you can slot them into that training.
Okay, well, that's a wrap for episode 10 into double figures of season 2 of the Secret Service podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to hit the like, follow and or subscribe button. It really does make a huge difference to us, and it also makes the podcast more visible to others. Cliffhangers this week. What do we think? Changing the locks at Eaton House?
Yeah, I think changing the locks. Will it solve all our locks problems?
Will it be seamless? Will we get a seamless transition? And will we have no more headaches? Or particularly, or will Jenna have no more headaches of dealing with...
Will it still be a lock, stock and no smoking barrel? No.
I don't even know where you're going with that one. Right. And another cliffhanger is, will we manage to get over our guilt
of really bad
contributing to the death of the UK staycation by going away to Mallorca next weekend?
God, I feel really bad. I hope the sun shines here as well.
Don't forget, we love to hear from you. How should people get in touch?
Oh, Lord, at Secret Service Podcast.
And where do they do that?
On Spotify.
On Spotify? Come on, how many times have you done this now?
I know.
At Secret Service Podcast, DM us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
If you're a hospitality host and you want to chat to us on the podcast, please let us know. Also, if you've got any burning questions, please send them through as a DM. Don't try and send it as a DM on Spotify. Like Caroline said, you will get nowhere. Okay, that's us done. Take care, everybody, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.